Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment.
Look at my butt. Now look at my front butt.
Wada, 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 wada.
Open the circuit to the wave motion gun. Open the circuit.
Blood receiver pressure increases.
All the ship's energy is now in the wave motion gun.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
Only Magneto's right. There's a war coming. You sure you're on the right side?
And welcome to this special episode of Cult Side Radio. The late 80s was a very interesting time to be a Batman fan. You had gotten, well, two of the best Batman stories ever with Frank Miller's The Dark Knight Rises and Arkham Asylum. Have you read either of those? And this is my cousin Anson who's here with us, and Josh Duff is calling in, and here he is.
Guys. Hello. How
hey.
Is everybody tonight?
Oh, good. I was asking Anson first, have you read either The Dark Knight Returns or Arkham Asylum, a Hell on Earth?
I've read all of the Dark Knight series. I've read some of the Arkham series. I really, really enjoyed Frank Miller's work with that, The Dark Knight.
Yeah. What about you, Josh? I know you probably have. You've read The Dark Knight Rises and Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, they're both really good. I know I'm probably going to get hell for it, but I'm not the biggest fan of the Arkham Asylum artwork, but the story is amazing. But you know, it's a great Batman story, and it does still live up to this day.
Yeah, and that led up to, well, they've been trying to make the movie that we're talking about tonight since the 70s. Here is some of the Joker guys. I want you guys to tell me what you think about him. First, they was going to get David Bowie to play the Joker. What do you guys want to think of that casting?
Anson, you want to go first, or do you want me to?
You go first, Josh.
All right. Seriously, with Bowie maybe have been a good Joker, but he would actually be a better fit for the Riddler, I think. Just take his look as Jareth and Labyrinth and stuff, and I could see him doing a better Riddler than Joker. That's my personal
Anson?
Feeling.
Okay, yeah. What about you, Anson? Oh! He got knocked off. Ooh.
Oh, he might have.
Here he is. Welcome
all
back.
All right, I'm back.
Anson, the question was,
yeah, I'm back.
And it's your turn to answer, what would you think if they would have gone through with their original ideas to cast David Bowie as the Joker?
Ooh, I don't see Bowie as a Joker. He's proved that he's a pretty decent actor. Labyrinth, one of my favorite movies ever, so I love him in that. But I'm sure there would have been somewhere they could have fit him in to the Batman universe, but I don't see him as a Joker.
Well,
when
I said
the Riddler.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a very interesting take on the Riddler. To have seen a Bowie Riddler. Yeah, that would have been pretty interesting.
You know who else he would be good as? He would be a good Two-Face, and he also would be a good Mad Hatter. Mad Hatter would be really good for Bowie.
Yeah, now that would have been
fun.
Yeah, that would have, and I think he would have been fun with that. He would have did something with that.
And another character which would have really looked the part, but I could actually see him tearing it up, is during the mid-80s, pretty much right after Platoon, they were thinking of casting William Dafoe as the Joker.
I don't know about that one. I like Dafoe. I could see him like as, Yeah.
He would have made a better, darker Joker like Heath Ledger did, as opposed to, I don't know that he would have fit the Joker part for the Batman movie, the regular Batman movie.
Yeah, he couldn't do like a Nicholson type of Joker or a Cesar Romero type Joker, but yeah, I mean, I don't know about that one.
Because the dude's creepy
and
anyway.
Too dark, too quick.
Yeah.
And some of the Batman choices was very bizarre. Like in the 70s, when I first started, they wanted Al Pacino to play the Joker, Batman. / Bruce Wayne.
That wouldn't have worked.
No.
Yeah, I can't even remotely picture that.
Well, it was back when they were just trying to fit any star they could in there. Like, after Top Gun, they were like, Tom Cruise is Batman.
No, I could see Tom Cruise as Bruce Wayne, not Batman. But Bruce Wayne, yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
Just like I like Michael Keaton as Batman, but I don't think he makes a strong Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, do you think that's really been a problem with all of the Batman castings? Is that they've either cast a hell of a Bruce Wayne or they've either cast a hell of a Batman.
Just like we can go up to the newest iteration, and that's Begins and then Night and then Rises. Christian Bale is a better Bruce Wayne than a Batman.
I agree.
And it's that voice. The voice kills me.
Yeah, he's got a very serious Batman
Begins
voice.
It's just they went. In Batman Begins, the voice wasn't that bad. It was in Dark Knight when they started.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I mean, they've been trying for. They tried forever to get Batman movie started. Oliver Stone was up to direct.
And you know what? With this new Batman movie that they had cast, I'm serious. I hated him because of the Twilight movie, but I think he would have made a hell of a Batman and Bruce Wayne. I really do.
Oh, good Lord. If you watch David Cronenberg's Cosmopolis and you see Robert Pattinson playing this creepy rich guy who's going around, he's basically playing Bruce Wayne with the back computer inside of a limo.
Yeah, like I said, he's a hell of an actor, and he hated playing the Twilight character anyway. He would have been good for Batman and Bruce Wayne. It sucks that the scheduling conflict.
Yeah,
Yeah, he.
It really does.
He just. Everybody seems to just see him as the Twilight character, but and when you have a successful franchise like that, it's hard
like,
to move past.
Well, it's like when the 89 come out, everybody's like, they got fucking Beetlejuice to play Batman? That's a stupid, stupid decision. And I looked it up, and Warner Brothers got over 5,000 hate letters over the fact that they cast Michael Keaton as Batman.
Yeah,
they
people were
like
very
Nicholson
angry over
either.
That.
They didn't like Nicholson or Ledger. People hated that Ledger was cast as Joker.
Yeah, I remember that too. People were really upset with that.
I mean,
then the trailer came out and everybody
it,
was like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, fanboys are right all the time.
Right, and
they're almost
and
never
just,
right.
And you never know how somebody's gonna portray that character, just because you even if it's an actor that you don't particularly like.
Yeah.
Different actors have different ways of bringing the script to life.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Imagine if I'd come up to you guys back then and said, hey, Luke Skywalker's playing the Joker.
Right.
On paper, doesn't sound like it's going to fit, does it?
Yeah.
Well, Luke Skywalker's playing Chucky now.
Yeah, nowadays,
well.
You mean they're making a Batman video game and they ain't using Mark Hamill as a Joker? Bullshit! This is bullshit! There's a whole generation where Mark Hamill is not Luke Skywalker. He's the Joker.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember when the 89 came out. I actually got to see it first week in the theater. It was completely sold out. And people were expecting Ghostbusters 2 to destroy it at the box office.
Well, when we were talking yesterday, I told you where I saw it first, and it was on HBO. My parents didn't believe in, like, spending money on going to the theater that much, so most of my stuff was on HBO or USA Up All Night.
Oh, yeah. First
Ron
time I got to see it.
Gilbert Godfrey.
First time I got to see it, my stepsister and her boyfriend were in town, and they were bored, so they drug me to the drive-in with them. And I'd been itching to see this Batman movie anyway, but we never really went to the movies a whole lot. So until it came to the dollar movie, so I assumed I wasn't going to see Batman for a while, and it blew my freaking mind.
Even though he never watched.
Go ahead.
Even though Burton didn't know anything about Batman before he started, it's a beautiful movie. It really is.
Oh yeah, the shots in it and everything, it's a masterpiece. I still love it. My kids have all seen it multiple times.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the gothic architecture of that movie, I can't tell you how many movies since then have ripped off that book.
Yeah, there's been quite a few. You'll notice a lot of different movies that you'll set, and you'll be like, hey, that looks like a Gotham building.
That's what I love about where I live. And when they picked Pittsburgh for Dark Knight Rises for parts of it, Pittsburgh fits perfectly in this for that, for Gotham. Absolutely perfect.
I've never been to Pittsburgh.
If you ever get a chance, you should come. It's a cool town.
I've heard that. My wife's uncle's from around Pittsburgh, and he talks about it all the time. He loves it. I'm sure we'll make our way there sometime.
And, yeah, I mean, really, people weren't expecting. I mean, I was shocked how good they got the Joker's look right in the movie.
You mean in 89?
Yeah, the 89.
It's still my favorite one. I love Nicholson as Joker. He's his number two if we're going live action. I think that he's maybe knocked down number three with Joaquin Phoenix coming up here now. I mean,
yeah,
holy
that
cow. That looks dark. It looks so damn good. So good.
Yeah, and Joaquin Phoenix, he's an amazing actor anyway. He really pours himself into a part, and I'm pretty excited to see it.
He's like Ledger.
You know, he
really
is. They've officially given Joker a name in DC Comics. Can you guys
guess
what they picked?
Yeah, because the name in Batman was just totally pulled out of the hat, I believe, because up to that point, Joker didn't have a real name.
No.
Yeah.
It went into the comic.
Jack Napier is the name.
I'm sorry?
Jack Napier.
Yeah, that was the name in the movie. Have they made that his name in the comic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they continued it in the comics.
But there's only one thing that I really, really didn't like about the 89 movie is that basically they had Batman kill the Joker.
Yeah, on the rooftop.
I mean, really, look at The Dark Knight. It's really one of the darkest of the Batman movies. And one of its main plot points was the fact that Batman don't kill nobody.
Right, other than some offbeat storylines, he doesn't kill.
The only time he did kill, he's killed like once. And it was in the very early beginnings before Code came out in the comics. But other than that, he didn't kill.
Don't forget, Joker's very, very first comic appearance, he did die. Batman did kill him. But they liked the character so much, they drew an extra panel at the last second, bringing him back to life.
Damn Lazarus pits.
Well, no, it's just one of those. They just had
I know.
He's still breathing.
I know. I just, the Lazarus Pitch thing is just like, ugh.
Nah,
I think that's one of the weakest things.
That's
going to
be the worst thing about Batman mythos.
One of the worst things that DC's ever done.
And I think everybody took a spot in it at some point, I think.
Took a wide in the pitch. There's so many characters brought back from that. Raze was brought back from it. Robin was brought back with it.
Yeah.
And if the comic that they're doing right now, Martha Wayne is going to be bring back to life by it.
You know what? If they bring back Bruce's parents, seriously, I mean, that's just it takes away from the whole story. He became a Batman because of his parents dying.
Yeah, his whole origin would be worthless.
Yeah. I mean, if that's true.
And another small weak part about Batman is that because it was Hollywood and it was the 80s, they had to have Batman and Joker fight over the same love interest.
I don't know. I didn't mind that. I mean, there's a lot worse things to gripe about than that.
That's a nitpick, not a gripe. If they would have filmed one scene that Kim Bastion would have wanted, it would have gone into a full fucking bitch.
Yeah.
She wanted to do a scene where Vicki Vale jumps naked in between Batman and Joker to have them stop fighting.
I'm okay with that.
I would love to see an R-rated Batman, though. And
you know,
we're getting an R-rated Joker, thank God.
Well, yeah, we're getting an R-rated Joker, and we did get a PG-13 Batman with Killing Joke, but that's weak. You know?
Oh, God, that sucked.
And I'm sorry,
it didn't
suck because of the opening part. Just the whole thing, just how it was put together. It was rushed, it seemed like. They had so much time to be able to do something good with it, and they just pushed it out as quickly as they could.
Yeah, The Dark Knight Returns is already, and it's freaking awesome.
Well, yeah, Dark Knight Returns was good, if you have both parts together.
Yeah, that's the one I have. I have the one with both parts together, and that's the one I gave Anton the DVD of.
Yep. I also know
I can't wait
Gotham
to...
Gotham by Gaslight.
Gotham by Gaslight was really good, really well done. It's a great Elseworlds story anyway.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I would like to see them do more of those.
Movie, and I hope they go all the way with it. Because that could bring in some great, just instead of stick to the continuity, it's like, okay, go tell a good Batman or Superman story that won't be in continuity, and you can do what you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential right there.
Brightburn. I want to see that.
Brightburn looks really good.
Yeah, I mean,
Brightburn looks like a tight movie.
An idea. What if Superman was an evil psycho? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah, Anson, if you haven't seen that trailer yet, it's amazing looking.
It's for what?
I said it's amazing looking if you haven't seen the bright burn. Like a bright light burn.
Yeah. No, I've heard it. I haven't looked the trailer up yet. I just heard about it the other day.
It's out already, but it looks awesome.
Yeah, it's out. It did decent at the box office. And I think it's going to be hitting VOD and DVD within that next month.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to check it out.
Well, we were already talking about the new Batman movie that's going to be coming out. That's delayed now because we don't have a Batman. But what do you think about the rumors about who the Joker could possibly be? I'm actually kind of excited if they go through with them.
Who are they talking?
Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, cool.
I'm sold on that.
Oh, I totally am, too.
And for all you doubters, rent Party Monster.
McCauley Party Monster
is
amazing
in that creepy ass role, or just get the Good Son.
Good Son was good. I still prefer Party Monster over it. If you haven't seen Party Monster, it's effed up.
Yeah.
Well, Macaulay Culkin is a very strange individual anyway.
Yeah.
Well, if one quarter of the stories are true about how messed up his childhood was, he turned out pretty normal.
Well,
he did.
Too.
Now, I'll tell you, let me ask you this one, though. If you could pick, like, a Two-Face or Penguin, I'm going to name one actor for you and see if you think that they'd be good for that role. For either one of those, I really think that Christopher Walken would, like, knock it out of the park for either one of those.
Yeah.
Well, they had, for some reason, if you remember watching the ending of Batman Returns, that was supposed to be the setup for Two-Face.
Was Walken?
Yeah. With the whole scene of the electric French kiss and doing Catwoman and Walken as Shrek. Yeah, he was supposed to come back. Well, the original thing is that was supposed to be Billy Dee Williams. And then, boom, that ending of Batman Returns. And then it was going to bring in the beginning of Batman Forever, which I've shown you, which they cut out.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that, Anson, the original opening to Batman Forever?
I want to say I have.
They would have left that stinking movie as dark as they had it in that original opening. That movie would actually be all right.
Yeah. And
but
the thing about this
Schumacher
is that,
went all campy.
Yeah. It kills one of my major complaints because it shows the doctor walking through Arkham Asylum, but then it shows doors, and on each door, one door reads Joker, and on the next, Penguin. So it kills the whole thing like, Batman didn't kill them. They're still here.
Right.
Yep.
It was supposed to open with Two-Face escaping from Arkham, and on the wall it was painted, the Bat Must Die. And then it would have gone to that whole scene in the safe. What
right.
do you think was the worst part of Batman Forever? I've got mine, but I want to hear your guys first.
Too many villains.
You know, I think so too. It got kind of cobbled. You didn't get, when you do that, you don't get, they can't spend as much time developing each character.
That's the problem they're going to have with the new Batman too that they're doing. They have like already 8 villains that they've mentioned that are already cast.
And see, when they were first kicking it around, it was going to be Deathstroke. Deathstroke was going to be the main villain. And I think that would have played out really good.
Who was?
Deathstroke.
Oh, yeah. I like Deathstroke.
Because it was supposed to be Deathstroke, and he's going to be played by Joe, I can't really pronounce his last name. He was the dude that played Alcide on True Blood.
Joe
well,
Maginella.
Deathstroke did show up in
the
shot of Justice League.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what, though? Joe Maginella does not strike me as Deathstroke, though.
No. Me either.
I have to say that has to be one of the best things about the Gotham series is that they didn't use the Joker until the last seconds.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The best part about Gotham was still Penguin and Riddler, just their being bumbling idiots, and just they were just fun characters.
Yeah.
Together.
And we got to get to the animated series. The animated series made two characters, took them from bumbling idiots to badasses. And that would be the Riddler, because he's the only villain in the whole animated series to get away twice from Batman. And of course, Mr. Freeze and Clayface.
And you're forgetting that the animated series actually started Harlequin, too.
Yep.
Yeah. You remember why they created Harley Quinn?
No.
Female lead?
Yeah, and they was afraid that Joker's was looking too gay, so they wanted to create him a girlfriend, so it wouldn't seem like he had like a romantic obsession with Batman.
Joker is asexual as far as I'm concerned. He doesn't like men or women.
It's a power thing with him. I don't...
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things that started with Dark Knight Returns they brought up is that Joker don't do shit unless Bruce Wayne, Batman's involved.
Yep.
You guys remember Nightfall when Dick Grayson took over as a Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just had Joker walk up, look at him, fight him for a bit, and then he looks and he goes, "Not my Batman." Then walks away, and he vanishes for the rest of the series.
Well, I think that's with the new Joker movie. They're going to delve into that a little bit more. If you remember from the trailer, we see a young Bruce Wayne with Joker before he becomes the Joker talking to young Bruce. So I think we may get a little bit more of that story with this, which I think would be quite interesting.
Remember in the 89 movie they had, and I thought this was just a tiny bit silly, they had the Joker create the Batman and the Batman create the Joker.
Well, like I said, that's from him not doing his research before he filmed the movie. It's amazing that it turned out as cool as it did, but...
That was one of the better parts of Batman Begins is they had the whole Joe Chill arc.
Yeah.
But, Batman Returns, for me, the worst part was Tommy Lee Jones' Two-Face. He was too damn silly.
Yes,
I'm comparing him to Jim Carrey's Riddler.
Carrey as a Riddler, I know it gets a lot of flack, but I like it. It does fit him.
Oh, he was good as the Riddler.
I think it worked, and I think it was great casting for that time period.
Yeah. Now, is Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face as good as... I can never remember his name. That was in Dark Knight.
No.
What's his name? I mean, you can't compare him, but I like the look that they gave him. I did like the look.
Yeah. That was one of the biggest... People talk about how perfect the Dark Knight was. I'm like, it's an amazing movie.
It's CGI.
But they ran through the Two-Face arc too quick.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I actually think Two-Face was a bigger star in that than the Joker was. I love Heath Ledger's Joker, but Two-Face was absolutely amazing.
I agree.
What's his name again? The actor. I can
Aaron
never
Eckhart.
Remember it. Aaron Eckhart. That's it. Yeah. That's it. He's an amazing actor. Thank you for smoking. Great movie.
Yeah, and Battle Los Angeles. He is so good in that.
Good actor.
I mean, yeah, at the end of The Dark Knight, everything was set up for something great. I mean, we had Two-Face and Batman, Joker. Well, of course, he's still going to be around. But then Heath Ledger fell out.
Yeah, I mean, that's why The Dark Knight wasn't good, because The Dark Knight Rises isn't any good because of what happened with Heath Ledger. If he was still around, I think that Dark Knight Rises would have probably upped the ante and would have been a superior film to The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
It just lost momentum whenever Heath died.
Yeah, and that's not
yeah,
something that you
the,
could just
yeah.
slid somebody else in and
talk
made it work.
We got to talk about the one that's universally called the worst of the series.
No, we don't. We do not have to talk about Batman and Robin.
Bat nipples.
We can just shove that underneath the rug.
We can act
we'll
like
get,
that never happened.
We'll get little humps underneath that rug, but...
How did they screw up the movie that bad? I mean...
Schumacher admitted it, and you go on to the commentaries, you go on to it. He did it on purpose. He made it,
it
that way on purpose.
That's the only commentary I've ever seen, where the director spends the entire time just saying, sorry, I'm sorry, I fucked up.
No, Blair Witch
I'm
2
sorry.
Did it too.
Oh, gosh.
The director on the commentary for Blair Witch 2 said he was sorry too, whole way through.
Well, it wasn't his fault, because I've actually got to see Joe Ellinger's director's cut of Blair Witch 2, and that's a damn good movie.
I thought it was good anyway.
Yeah, they're good.
But like
they're
I
good.
Said, the director doesn't like it. I thought it was good. I
okay,
thought it came out at the right time.
Here's a hard question for you, guys. Who
yep.
was the best Alfred?
You know what? Every single one that they have got to play Alfred has been a damn good Alfred. They all played it right.
Yeah.
There's not one that you can say is better. Like, you can say a Joker is better. You can say a Catwoman is better. You can say a Mr. Freeze is better, you know. But for Alfreds, all of them play it well.
Yeah, they were all pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Gow, Michael Caine. The guy who played it on the TV show, I fell in love with Fat Alfred from one line in the first season of Gotham, which was, oh, I see you were in a fight. Yes. Did you beat him up? Yes. Good.
If you want to get technical, Alfred is the biggest badass in all of the Batman mythos. He really is.
Yeah. I agree. He made Batman.
And that whole story
he,
in The Dark Knight where he talks about the bandit where they ended up burning down the whole damn forest.
Yeah. There wouldn't be Batman without
there's
Alfred.
Only been, there's only been one character villain of Batman. I think it's really been cursed. And that would be Bane. He sucked in the animated series. Gosh. I'm embarrassed to even talk about him with Batman and Robin. But the whole last part twist in The Dark Knight Rises pretty much ruined Bane.
What ruined Bane in the Dark Knight Returns was the voice. The voice just was too overpowering for the rest of the movie. So that's
yeah,
what
well,
made,
I've seen it in theater. Every bit of the movie was in normal voice.
Yeah.
And then they cranked up Bane's voice to fucking 11.
Yep.
That's where it went wrong.
And making her Talia al Ghul's bitch, making him Talia's bitch. No.
That angle
even sucked
though.
In the comics when they had it.
I don't know. The girl who played her, though, did a heck of a job.
Yeah. It was just, well, like you said, overcrowded. We had Catwoman, we had Talia, we had... If you remember the original 1989 script, they was going to bring in Robin, but they were going to have a circus thing where the Joker, the Riddler, and Catwoman put a bomb in the Grayson Circus, and Dick Grayson's parents died. Why can't they learn that less is better?
That's why Halloween and Chainsaw Massacre is so good, is because less is more. It's all left up in your head.
Like, the best thing about Scarecrow and Batman Begins is the fact that they, once he became Scarecrow, they brought him back in the other two movies.
Yeah. He's an underappreciated villain, too.
Yeah,
except in the Arkham video game series.
Oh, man.
What are you talking about? He's awesome in the Arkham series. Or are you talking about being underappreciated?
Except in the Arkham video game series.
Oh, okay.
He's
I was going to say because he kicks ass. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mad Hatter,
and
another one.
There's a reason
why
I brought these two guys on the show. Josh, what's your oldest girl's name?
My oldest girl's name's Isley.
Yeah, and where does that name come from?
Well, a lot of people think it's the ice cream around here, but she's actually named after Poison Ivy's real name, Pamela Isley.
Yes.
And your youngest son, what's his name?
My youngest son's name's Grayson. And if I have to explain
and
that one to you, you're not a Batman
fan.
From
Dick Grayson. And how did your son Latham want his adoption to go, Anson?
With his adoption, everyone had to wear a Batman shirt. And he wore a full Batman costume in front of the judge.
Some of the best pictures I ever saw.
It's funny, before the 89 movie, it was like Spider-Man and the Marvel comics were like the iconic heroes. They had the crappy TV movies. Oh, cool. And the Hulk TV series. But it just seemed like after the Batman movie in 1980, well, yeah, we had the Superman movie in 79.
Don't bring up the Superman.
But it just seems like,
which one was it that had Richard Pryor?
Batman hit, it changed everything so much, and it changed Batman into being the star of DC Comics.
Yeah. everybody knows what's the best thing about Batman. He's not a superhero. He's a regular man who just pushed himself to the limits to be the best he could be. And that's why I appreciate Batman more than any of the other superheroes around, or heroes, if you want to call them that. Superman, too powerful. Wonder Woman, too powerful. Spider-Man got bit by a radioactive spider. Give me a break. Seriously. Everybody else, a god. Batman, regular man.
I think that's the appeal for me, too, is it's one of those, hey, this could probably happen.
Yep.
You know, you get bit by a radioactive spider in real life, you're dead. You're not getting any powers.
Now, my fat ass becoming Batman is kind of far-fetched, but it could happen.
Now, to me, where the modern DC movie screwed up is look how good and well-received Wonder Woman was, Aquaman was, and even though it wasn't the best, Man of Steel was. They should have really legitimately 200% copied what Marvel did. Introduce everybody in their own movie, and then did Batman versus Superman.
Well, they didn't, though. Marvel didn't do that. The Guardians were all introduced together. The Avengers were all introduced together.
That's because they were their own thing. But they didn't do the big Avengers event until everybody was introduced. Justice League was 60% introduction. It introduced Aquaman. It introduced Cyborg. It introduced The Flash.
I mean, here's how I figure it. The Marvel, the cartoon movies, the Marvel cartoon ones suck. They're live action, amazing. The DC ones now, they're live action, aren't good, but they're animated, are amazing. They're flip-flop.
That is true.
And I cannot wait until they do The Last Halloween. The Long Halloween, I'm sorry.
They're doing The Long Halloween? Holy crap.
Doing The Long Halloween.
Are they going to make it a two-parter?
Two-part.
Nice.
It's in talks right now, but I cannot wait for that to happen.
And if any of you don't know it, The Long Halloween is truly and Dark Victory, which I hope they do next, is truly the best Two-Face story ever told.
Best Calendar Man story ever told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another underappreciated villain. Except in the Arkham video
games.
Yeah,
I hope they do this right. And don't screw it up like you did the Killing Joke.
Yeah, I think they will do a good job with The Long Halloween. There's too much material there. There's not a lot of material for the Killing Joke, so they had to add some there. But with Long Halloween, how long is that? It's at least 100 pages, if not more.
It was 13 issues. It went from one Halloween to...
Yeah, it went a whole year. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how much is a college book
after
like?
After a holiday.
So 27 pages each?
Thanksgiving, Christmas, blah, blah, blah.
So 27 pages each comic book, roughly? So 25, let's do that. So that's 250 right there just for 10 months.
Yeah, 13.
So there's enough material there. 325 pages.
Oh, yeah.
And the follow-up really covers something that they only touched on in The Dark Knight, which was the fall of the mob and the rise of the supervillains.
Yeah. They're also talking about Court of Owls, too, being turned into an animated movie.
What?
They're also talking about Court of Owls being turned into an animated movie.
Oh, yeah, and they're saying that's going to be the new Rocksteady game, too.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, but they need, more importantly, to put the part where Jonah Hex kicks the crap out of him, because Jonah Hex kicked Batman's ass, kicked Superman's ass, so Jonah Hex is better than either of them.
Yeah, but still, the Jonah Hex movie sucks.
I was going to say, but it was still a crap movie.
Oh, God, yes. But it did give us that short that's on the Batman Behind the Red Hood disc, and that is freaking amazing.
Well,
and that's one thing I miss on the DC animated discs that they used to do.
What, the teasers?
Yeah, the little short films they did with the smaller stars. Like, they did one with Phantom Stranger, Robin. I forget who all they did the mini movies with.
Yeah, those were cool because you got a little bit of a taste.
Yeah, I would still love to see a full length of the fan-made movie Graces. If I know that Steve's not a big fan of fanboy-made movies, but Grayson is really well done. If you guys get a chance, check it out.
Yeah. Oh, and Titans is going to go for a second season. So we're going to get to see the new dark and gritty Nightwing.
Nightwing's always kind of dark, though.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, but he's a Christian in the books. In the TV series, they actually have him say, "Fuck Batman."
Yeah.
That ranks up there with Frank Miller's "I'm the goddamned Batman" when it comes to stupidity.
Yeah.
But yeah, Batman and Robin. Honestly, did any of you go see Batman Begins in the theaters? I didn't. I thought it was just going to be another quick cash-in superhero movie.
No, I waited for that for the DVD, but I did go see Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises in the theater.
Yeah.
Two amazing experiences.
What about you, Anson? Did you go see Begins in the theater?
I didn't see any of those in the theater. No.
We're forgetting
the
big thing
about the way they set up
the
Dark Knight and the Batman Begins is just perfect.
Yeah. The director is amazing. The Nolanverse he's just an amazing director. If he has the right material, he'll do a good script and good directing skills.
And I actually like the fact that it had an ending.
Yeah. But, Steve, you're forgetting to mention one of the biggest things about, like, 89's Batman and Batman Returns and Forever and Robin, just the tie-ins with fast food and with the toys and everything like that.
There wasn't much tie-in for Batman 1989. All there was for 89 was the Prince cassette, which there is two versions. If you can find the CD or cassette with 100 balloons on it instead of what song, Anson? And guys, that they replaced it with? It was either Lemon Crush. What?
That was
I don't recall. I don't.
But it was either Lemon Crush or Vicky Wadey. But yeah, there was one called 200 Balloons, and it was the first edition of it, and the song got pulled. Why, I don't know, and replaced. And that version is there. And they only had three figures out for the whole movie. Batman,
yeah,
which you can get cheap, right? Right, Anson?
Do what?
A Men Box Batman for an 89 movie, that's cheap.
It depends. I got mine for a good price because I looked for it for a while.
Yeah. And Joker, you
there's
can
a
get
cereal,
for
too.
Oh, yeah, the cereal. Every movie had a cereal back then.
Yeah.
And let's not
and
forget
then
the third figure.
Bob the Goon figure. You're not getting a Bob the Goon figure in sealed. For under $50.
Bob the Goon.
And we had, like you said, the Batman cereal, but really, that was it when it comes to the tie-in. There was the Batman, the Batman burger came out with Forever. God, that was good.
And the Batman cups for Batman Forever.
Yeah.
Oh, those I had all four of those mugs.
Yeah, and don't you remember that from Monster Bash, I picked up three of them.
Yeah.
A few years ago. I forget which one I didn't get. I think it was a Two-Face.
You had the Riddler, Two-Face, and Robin mugs. You didn't find.
No,
I
had the Batman. I didn't have the Robin.
Okay.
The Batman, not the Robin.
Yeah. But Batman Returns, it was so dark that it basically ruined the toys. Like, McDonald's was pissed off that they had this movie. It was like, what the hell is this? The female's in leather fetish gear and she's giving fucking Batman a hand job on top of the freaking roof? What the hell is this crap?
I don't know. Look at Danny DeVito as the Penguin was brilliant.
Oh, my. I don't know. There's no way they could have cast anybody better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's brilliant. I love Burgess Meredith, but Danny DeVito kicks his ass as Penguin.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys remember who was the Penguin's father in Batman Returns?
I can't remember now.
Pee Wee Herman!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was his first job after he got caught touching himself in a porn theater.
And who
Which
cares?
Now, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. Him and everybody else that was in there.
Everybody else was, so why not him?
Right, I don't even care.
And plus, they play Batman as more of a psycho in the second one, too. Like that opening scene of him sitting in the dark, just waiting for the bat signal to show up.
Yeah.
That was a very dark movie. And with that one, we had Batman tie-in toys. We had, the Duckmobile, the Batmobile, and the Red Triangle Circus cart.
No, they had a full, Happy Meal toys for them. Full line of Happy Meal toys.
That's what I'm talking about, the Happy Meal toys.
Oh, yeah, there were like 8 of them, though.
Yeah, I think it was like 4 of them came together to be the Red Triangle Circus Gangs. Train.
Well, I remember the one with the penguin in the duck. They also
I do remember that.
I think it was two of each character, penguin in the duck, and then penguin with the umbrella on the front. And then there was Batman in the Batmobile. I can't remember
the
other ones.
The Batboat.
Yeah, something like that.
Because that's what he went to the sewer with, but yeah. Everyone complained to them that the movie was too dark. And if you notice, they didn't even have a soundtrack like they had back in the late 80s, early 90s with it. The only other song besides Danny Elfman's score is a song by Susie and the Banshees.
I don't even remember the songs that were in it.
It was mostly just a score.
Yeah.
And I think the
That's
only
why
one
with
for
the third one we got all of this candy coated bullshit with the Joker mobile. The Riddler mobile, Two-Face's car. They really did everything they could to promote the crap out of it. You had, the soundtrack, which wasn't that bad. It had Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me by U2. Of course, the biggest song off the soundtrack, Kiss from a Rose from
Seal.
But yeah, that was the most corporate of all the films. And then the fourth one just shit. Why do you guys
I thought we
think,
agreed we weren't discussing that one.
Well, that's it. Why do you guys think the hardest character they've ever tried to put in, and he was only in the Nolan universe for 3 seconds, is Robin? Burton was going to put him in the first Batman movie with that cluster scene I told you, but they decided, nah, we'll keep Robin for the sequel. And then he hired Marlon Wayans to play Robin in the second one. And then they're like, no, we can't have that. Why? Robins can't be black. Oh, okay. And then they had to change the last third of the movie. And then they finally got him in Batman Returns.
I wish I would have went more with that because they opened it up for another movie with Robin, a.k.a. Nightwing, which they were supposed to do a Nightwing movie, and it never went anywhere. That kind of pisses me off.
Well,
yeah,
I think
it
would have
been interesting.
Robin, who took the tires off, and the line that sets up him bringing Robin in is in the movie. It's when the Batmobile gets trashed and Batman returns, and he's like, well, hell, who are you going to get to fix this?
And then that would have set it up.
Yeah. What were you going to say about Robin, Anton?
No, I said I would have enjoyed seeing a Nightwing movie.
Yeah.
That never came about.
Especially from Nolan.
Right, oh yeah.
Yeah, Jason Hewitt was great as Robin in The Dark Knight Rises. I wish we could
Joseph
have gotten to see him do more.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's underappreciated.
That was the problem I had with him and Catwoman in Dark Knight Rises. I wish they would let them do more.
Yeah.
That still falls under the too many characters going on at once.
Yeah. I think they could have let Catwoman do a little bit more. Anytime you have Robin, he's always a secondary character. So you can't have him doing too much. So it makes sense.
Right, yeah.
The
best thing about
the Nolanverse films for me is it finally made James Gordon into a badass.
James Gordon's actually an asshole. He's a womanizer. He is a badass, but he's an asshole.
I wonder why they didn't bring in that part of Batman Year One when they took mostly every other part of Batman Year One, Gordon, in Batman Begins and The Dark Knight.
I mean, he cheated on his wife. He is always at his job. He didn't really seem too sympathetic when his daughter got shot. I mean,
all around good guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Batman has really been great and had its down thing, but the fact that Christopher Nolan could take a franchise. Which do you think was the worst of the DC franchise films? This is going to be a painful question. Superman 4 or Batman and Robin?
Ooh, we have to pick one?
If you want to go that far, Superman 4 is still worse than Batman and Robin. Batman and Robin still has its points, and even though there were too many rogues in it, it was a colorful movie, to say the least. Superman 4 is just bad.
Yeah, I don't even know that, Batman and Robin, I guess you could pick a positive out here and there. Superman 4, I'm not sure there is a positive.
Yeah,
the fact that DC is able to take those two, which is pretty much considered dead-to-water franchises, and pretty much bring them back. Not as much with Superman, because this is probably for another show, but I just didn't like Man of Steel.
Well, I don't think a lot of people like Man of Steel, but they liked if you got the extended version of Batman versus Superman, it's decent.
Yeah.
But you have to get
Batman
the extended
versus
version.
Batman versus Superman. And pretty much The Dark Knight are the only films I've ever seen Batman be a detective.
Yeah. Now tell me this. What do you think about them doing, even if it's animated, like a Batman Noir? That would be a badass movie, I think.
Oh, yeah.
All the Elseworlds movies are good.
Superman versus Batman, Josh. I mean, Anson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I watched Batman versus Superman in the theaters, I was more confused than anything. But then when I finally got to see the extended cut, it actually made some sense.
That's why I waited to actually watch it. I asked Steve and a few other people, and they said, just wait until it comes out on DVD and Blu-ray. It'll be better. They're talking an extended cut and everything. So I waited, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, I watched it.
There's no way to cut out a half hour of movie and have the film make sense.
Right.
I don't know. Ask Peter Jackson that with Lord of the Rings. He cut
yeah,
out like 2 hours.
But those would have sucked in the theaters. The extended cuts
I
play good
asleep.
When you can pause them and be able to go and use the bathroom, get something to eat, or just go on and come back to them.
I just want Peter Jackson to go back to his roots.
Oh,
oh, he is.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he's doing?
Yes, I heard about the four. I heard about his first four movies. He's like digitally remastering them and putting it out in a box set. But that's still not going back to your roots that much. I would love to see him do another Dead Alive.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
For another
that
brain
one
dead.
That he did last year, They Are Still Alive, about the World War One vets. That one's actually pretty damn good.
Well, his King Kong was good, too. But I still like his campy old stuff.
Yeah, I see him go back to the dirty, gritty gore route, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
You can't go wrong with dirty, gritty gore.
No.
Yes, you
well,
can.
Well, you can. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I'd still watch it.
I'm glad
but, like,
you weren't with me the year the Knoxville Horror Fest showed Red Christmas Hanson. Oh.
I don't know. Blood Lake was pretty good.
Yeah, Blood Lake was fun. Red Christmas.
But there's just ways. Like, I'm not a fan of Hostel. That's bloody gore that doesn't have to be, you know? Like, if you're going to do bloody gore, I love campy bloody gore.
Right,
you know?
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. My movies that I love Sleepaway Camp. Stupid stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh, yeah.
So I love old camp movies, you know. So that's my stuff. Like all this new torture porn stuff, not my thing.
It depends. I found some I like. I found some that I don't care for.
Yeah.
I think it's more as the movie for me and not necessarily the genre. 'Cause
oh, of course.
There's a glut
of
horror movies right now.
Yeah. I like more of the stuff behind the scene where they leave it up to your mind. Like I said earlier, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Halloween, all those, you don't see hardly any blood. It's all
right. It's the suspense that kills you.
Yep. But we were talking about Batman, though, right?
Yeah, well, who cares?
Somehow we can always change it back to horror.
Yeah.
Talk about a Batman horror movie.
I know they've tried for years trying to get an R-rated Batman in the theater. I think it would be good if they picked the right story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really see it happening. I think the kid appeal is too big, and they make too much money off of kid related stuff when it comes to Batman that I don't see him ever taking that risk.
Really,
I would love to see.
Why Joker is more important than you think. If this movie
right.
does good, we might get more like it. Like, Birds of Prey, the ones coming out in February, they're having two hard R-rated Batman villains in it.
Who?
Right.
Black Mask and Zsasz.
Oh, well, you can't do Zsasz without being, like, hard R.
Yeah.
You can't. Black Mask either for that part. They're just stone cold. See, I would love to see a bat.
And of the Suicide Squad that's on the Blu-ray is a lot better than the PG-13 rated one.
Really not bring that movie up.
That's another movie that if they weren't going to make it R-rated, then they shouldn't have made it.
I'm sorry. That Joker is a fucking joke. And then the whole Harlequin thing.
Was good. Will Smith's Deadshot was Killer fucking Cross. Good. Harley was fucking great.
Harley?
Yeah.
You like that Harley?
Yeah, and the already cut. She's a mean. You've seen the already cut of it, haven't you, Anson?
Yeah.
I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I can't watch it again.
I watched my beloved Captain Boomerang.
I like that Harley. I do like the old school Jester Harley better.
Yeah.
It works better in the video game than live action.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Oh, you'll be happy. DC has pretty much canceled and trashed the Harley and Joker movie.
Oh, good, because I don't want to see Leto as Joker anymore.
Yeah, but I do not know why people actually like that Joker. There's people who actually like it.
Yeah.
Did you see how many things were pushed with that Joker?
Yeah.
The merchandise with him on it? Ugh.
Oh, and he's only.
Yeah, I think
like
he had like
10
or 15
minutes.
Freaking pops, didn't he, Anson?
Something.
Yeah, all kinds.
That's how.
Well, they were mostly the
Anson
mini
is
pops.
Crazy about Pennywise from It, Josh.
Which one?
Yeah.
And his wife complained about it, and he said, "I could be collecting Joker from Suicide Squad." And then she's like, "You're right."
I like old school and new school Pennywise. I like them both.
See what I. What I didn't like about the new movie was, and I know it's more akin to the book, but the kid's swearing like that. That turned me off.
I could see that. I could see that.
Oh, and don't get me wrong. What?
For me personally, though, I like Pennywise. I don't really care for the kids.
I'd
go ahead and eat them all or whatever. I don't care. I like the clown.
Well, yeah, Curry is still Pennywise to me.
Oh, absolutely.
They're both just as good.
Yeah, he's really
it's
good.
Like
don't get me wrong.
Did on Facebook, they're like, you have to choose. Tim Curry or the new Pennywise? And I just put, why?
Yeah, I because it's you figure.
It's two different characters, really.
Well, and you figure it's two different characters, what, almost 30 years apart?
Yeah.
I mean.
And they're both good?
Yeah, I mean. Skarsgård's creepy now, which it had to be a different creepy now than when Curry
did
it. Because
that's the one problem I did have with this Pennywise, though. Would any kid really go up to that one? Up to Skarsgård's Pennywise? that's the same thing with the new Child's Play. Nobody would ask their parents for that doll.
See,
no
that's,
kid
the
would
problem
want
I had. That's the
Barbie.
Problem I had with the new Chucky was
The old Chucky looks like Furby? A regular doll.
Yeah. Furby. I would play with a Furby. I mean, hell, I played with Boglins. Yes, I'm showing my age.
Actually, I've got one downstairs.
Do
I've
you really?
Mad Balls,
yeah.
Bloggins. Kids,
you
want to
sell your
Boglin? Looking toys.
Oh, no, no, no. I can't do that.
You can ask Steve how long I've been wanting to replace my Boglin I had as a kid.
Well, you and I will get connected after the show because I know the guy is remaking them.
Oh, I've seen that, but he's like charging a pretty penny for them, too. Yeah. Yeah. I've wanted to replace
mine
like for a long time.
I like the fact that the new Child's Play, it's less than that doll, then it's a whole AI.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a cool idea and all, but the centerpiece of it still is that doll. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the kid still wants to get the doll. The parents still buy the kid the doll, right? I mean, I haven't got to see it yet, but it's just that doll, no kid would want it. Just like the new, just like Annabelle. Would anybody actually want that doll?
Yeah, I could
from
see
the movie?
Where, I couldn't see where that would be real popular.
Yeah, I mean,
don't know.
The original
Annabelle that looks like Raggedy Ann is a lot freaking creepier. Raggedy Ann is a lot freaking creepier than them trying to make a doll creepy in that damn movie.
Yes, but I'm saying kids actually played with the Raggedy Ann doll. No kid in their right mind is going to play with that doll. I mean, hell, I had the paper mask and I had to burn damn thing.
Well, you know the setup of this one, the new Annabelle. Annabelle is at the Warren's house from The Conjuring.
Yeah.
But this girl is babysitting in the house, and then somehow the evil creatures there are getting out.
What the hell is this? Is this a Charles Band movie now?
I wish
I
it was, because if it was like Puppet Master, it'd be fun.
Because if that's seriously the premise, it sounds like a Charles Band movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's been 30 years. All three of us love Batman to death, and we probably still will. And if you love the old movies, good. If you love the new movies, good. Don't give anybody else crap for not liking what you don't like. That's the main rule.
Agreed.
Yep. Even though you still give me hell for naming my kids, though.
Okay.
I think it's great.
And with that, say goodnight, everybody.
All right, everybody, good night.
All right, good night.
And don't forget to tell him to put the devil in the pale moonlight.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Batman.
Deal with And Saturday, we're going to be out the drive-in with the one, the only, Night of the Bloody Eight. Can you survive the horror? Can you survive the gore? Can you survive the wrestling? I don't know. Tune in and find out. And Sunday is Vicky Loves Sci-Fi AI. So we're pretty much packed here for this entire weekend. Thank you, goodbye, and thanks for listening again. See you soon.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Open the circuit to the wave motion gun. Open the circuit.
Blood receiver pressure increases. It's at full.
All the ship's energy is now in the wave motion gun.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
Blue Magneto's right. There's a war coming.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
You sure you're on the right side?
Hasta la vista, baby.